This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Some hacker is hitting our financial markets.
Four major banks, and that's just what we know about?
If we want clues to the hacker's identity, we need a man named Hathaway.
What do we know about this guy?
He's a convicted hacker serving 15 years.
Is he political? Terrorist attack, any declaration?
The guy we're working will drop the big hammer and not think twice about it.
He's on the move again.
Chicago, now China.
This is only the beginning.
Okay, here's the deal. Michael Mann does his best to direct a Tony Scott-style movie in the new thriller Black Hat. Chris Hemsworth plays a hacker who is released from prison in order to help the Justice Department track down a ruthless terrorist. We've seen this prison release story many times before, and in general, Mann delivers a paint-by-numbers, man-on-the-run film. However, like much of other Mann's work, this movie has a severe emotional disconnect between the characters and the audience. Using too much cliché, nonsensical plot elements, and some laughably bad dialogue, Black Hat could be worse, but it could also be a lot better. And Hemsworth never once wears a black hat in the movie. That disappointed me the most. Black Hat gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.